The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Lamed Vav, today's daf is being studied, the Eilul Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Amen. Today's daf is being studied with Washington Amiki ben Jamie. Edna Refanalo. Today's daf is being studied at Slachat ben Yamin Mordechai ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Lamed He Amud Bet with three lines from the bottom. We're starting from the Mishnah. Shahatu al menat lehaniach et damo. He slaughtered the Korban in order to leave the blood. Or emurav lemahar. Normally, pigul is where the guy's kabana was to sprinkle the blood tomorrow, or to put the meat on the mizbeach tomorrow. Chutz lezmano. This guy's having a different kabana. This guy's kabana just to do nothing with it. Lehaniach lemahar, or to leave the meat off the mizbeach. Or lehotzi'an lachutz, or just to take them outside. Chutz lemekoman. Which means he didn't have kavanah to sprinkle the blood. His kavanah was just to leave the blood. Lehaniyach et adam lemahar. He didn't have kavanah lehaktir chutz lezmano. His kavanah was just to leave it chutz lezmano, past its time. So the din in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda posel. Now even though he didn't have a machshava on achilat adam, nor did he have a machshava on achilat mizbeach. The machshava is just to leave it. Nobody's eating it. Doesn't matter, he still holds his pigul to be Yehuda. V'achamim makshirim. Achshamim say, no. Pigul only applies when your machshava affects achilat adam or achilat mizbeach. Second case of the Mishnah.
Posel is
midin pigul.
Im al menat litenan al gabe hakevesh. Let's say you slaughtered the korban with kavanah to put the blood on the kevesh. It's the wrong spot to put it on the ramp. Shelo keneged hayesod, or to put it on the side of the mizbeah that doesn't have a base. Ve'nitenet anitanim lemala lemata, ve'tanitanim lemata lemala. He reversed it. There's a line on the wall of the mizbeah. The stuff that's supposed to go up is coming out to put below. The stuff that's below it's coming out to put above. Ve'etanitanim befnim bachutz. The stuff that's supposed to go on the inner mizbeach, he had kavanah to put it on the outer mizbeach, and vice versa. V'tanitanim b'chutz b'fnim. Okay. Furthermore, he slaughtered it shiyuchluhu teme'im. He slaughtered it with kavanah that teme'im should eat it. Shiyakribuhu teme'im, or it should be brought by teme'im. Teme'im should put it on the mizbeach. Shiyuchluhu arelim, or non-circumcised people should eat it, v'shiyakribu, or bring it, arelim, so not circumcised, lishbor atzamot ha-pesach, or he brought the Korban Pesach, for example, with a kavanah almenat to break a bone, which is a suit to break a bone, of the Korban Pesach, or le'echol memenu na, or he slaughtered almenat to eat the Korban Pesach raw, where you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, it has to be roasted, ul'arev damo, or bedam ha-pesulim. He slaughtered almenat to mix the blood of the korban with dam pasul, with dam that's not all these machshavot kasher. Why? She'en machshava poselet ela bechutz lezmano vechutz lemkomo. It's a very important klal. For pigul, it's dafka chutz lemkomo vechutz lezmano, not for anything that's asur. Which means, even though, let's take the case of ve'etzem lo tishberu bo, let's say it's asur to break a bone of the korban pesach. But if you have that kavanah, it doesn't make the korban pasul. Which means when you slaughter the animal, it doesn't make the korban pasul with that machshava almenat lishbor bo'etzim. The only time the animal becomes pasul is again almenat to put the meat on the mizbeach chutz lezmano l'chustim komo. Not every psul is going to make it psul b'machshava. Even if you did it b'etzim, you did a avon. If the guy broke a bone of the korban pesa, he did a avon. But the machshava of it is not posel the korban. No, according to everybody. She'en machshava poselet ela b'chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkomo. V'apesach v'achatat shelo lishman. And konter pesach and achatat is another thing that becomes pasul. We learned that in the first Mishnah. We learned kol ha'zevachim sheshachatu shelo lishman kishirim. It's okay with the Abad. Except for pesach and achatat. If you slaughter pesach and achatat shelo lishman, it's pasul. That kavanah can be posel pesach and achatat.
So the Gemara begins. So we learned in the Mishnah said that if you leave the blood, amenat laniyah, to leave the blood, so the Buddha says that makes it a pigul. He's slaughtering the animal, amenat laniyah et adam. So the Gemara wants to say, my tama de Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Amar bi el'azad, tere kira'e ketive benotar. There's two pesukim that are written by notar. Notar is when you're leaving it past its time. Ketuv echad omer lo tutiru memenu ad boker. Right? You're not allowed to leave the korban until the morning. Uchtiv echad omer lo yaniach memenu ad boker. What do I need two pesukim for? One is lo tutiru memenu ad boker. One is lo yaniach. Don't leave it until the morning. Im enu einyan lehaniach. I don't need lehaniach because there's lo tutiru already. Tenau le'inyan machshevet hinuach. So put it for a new hadush that machshevet hinuach will also posel. Not only if you actually leave it over is it notar and it's a problem, but the machshava to leave it over also will be posel the korban. Again, lo totiru is an actuality. Lo laniach means even in machshava. Rashi, tre kira'e ketivi benotar, had bepesach vehad betoda. That she's giving you the sources. One is written by Korban Pesach, and one is written by Korban Todah. Gemara says, "V'Rabbi Yehuda, Haikera, Lahak Yehuda Ata." You tell me that this pasuk, one is Lototiru, and one is Lo Yaniach. Is that what he uses the pasukim for? Gemara says, "Hai Mevaele Lichdetanya." He needs it for another derasha. What derasha? It says in the pasuk, "Upsar." Zevach todat shelamav. When a person brings a korban todah, the end of the pasuk says you have to eat it that day. Lo yaniach memenu ad boker. The pasuk we just quoted. You can't leave it until the morning. So he says lamadnu le todash neechelet liyom velayla. From here we learn that the korban todah eaten that day and that night. Once the morning comes, pasuk. Not only that, but halipin veladot temurot minayin. How do you know if you make a halipin of a korban todah? What's halipin? Let's say I had a korban todah and I lost the korban todah, so I designated another one in its stead, and I found the first one. So the second one is called now a halipin. The halipin also has a din that you can only eat it one day and one night. Or you have veladot, that's the offspring of a korban todah. Or timura, you have a korban todah and you say arezu timura todah. The timura takes the din of a todah as well. How do I know that that also has a din of one day and one night? Tamud lomar, ubsar. It says in the pasuk, ubsar. And the meat. It's an extra word. And therefore to come and tell me that even these meats of the three cases that we just mentioned, halipin, veladot, and temurot, are eaten for one day and one night. The Gemara continues. Hatat ve'asham minayin. How do I know korban hatat, korban asham, one day, one night? Tamud lomar zevach. Because it says in the pasuk, ubsar zevach. From the fact that it says the word zevach, comes and teaches me hatat ve'asham. Uminayin lirabot shalme nazir. How do I know that the korban of the shilamim that a nazir brings, v'shalmei pesach, that's also one day and one night, tamud amash shilamav. Yeah, from each word we're learning something. Lachme todah v'chalot urkikim shebenazir minayin. How do I know the breads, or the loaves that you bring with the korban todah, and the loaves that you bring with the nazir, it's korban. How do you know also it's one day and one night? Tamud amar korbano. The word korban comes to teach me these things. Kulan, on all these cases of it, kore ani bahem lo yaniyah. Don't leave it till the morning. So how are you telling me, Rabbi Yehuda, that you're using the word lo yaniyah for machshava? He uses lo yaniyah to tell me katat, asham, nazir, all these other cases that you should not leave it until the morning. The pasuk is accounted for already. So the Gemara says, imken lema kran lo totiru. May lo yaniach imenu anyan lehinuach tenau anyan lemachshevet hinuach.
Which means, if the Torah just wanted to tell me on the other cases that you can't leave it till the morning, it should use the same word that he used by Pesach, lo totiru. Why did the Torah go out of its way to use a different lashon lo yaniach? And let's come and tell me two things. That what? That not only you shouldn't leave it until the morning, but the fact that it says lo yaniach, a new word, we lost machshava as well. Again, by Korban Pesach it says lo totiru. So by Korban Torah it says lo yaniach. Why'd you change the word from lo totiru? If your whole point is to tell me that Korban Torah also lo yaniach, lo totiru, and don't leave the atchatat and the asham and the shelamim and all that, so say the same word. The fact that it changed from lo totiru to lo yaniach must be telling an extra pedush. Tell me what? That machshavat hi nuach is also going to make the animal pasul. So that's right. Both hadushim.
Okay, now the Gemara is going to come along and say,
question.
Hatinach le'aniyah.
Okay, good. So you brought me a raya le'aniyah. Meaning again, where the guy slaughtered the korban, al-minat le'aniyah the dam, to leave the blood until the next day.
However, lehutzi ma'ika le'memar.
Rabbi Yehuda said two things in our Mishnah. He said another case in the Mishnah of what? Al-minat lehutzi. That your kavanah was to take the blood and bring it outside of its mekomo. Not to sacrifice outside mekomo, just la'aniyah chutzlim mekomo. Where do you learn chutzlim mekomo? All you learn from this pasuk, lo ya'aniyah azwa, don't leave it chutzlim zman, no. But where do you learn from this chutzlim mekomo?
Not only that, ve'od ta'amad Rabbi Yehuda sevarahu.
This is not the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. The reason of Rabbi Yehuda is the sevara. What's the sevara? The Tanya.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Iyatim modim she'im hiniyach lemachar shu pasul, af chishiv laniach lemachar yeh pasul.
Which means Rabbi Yehuda is not learning from a pasuk. It's a simple logic. Whatever you do in actuality, he holds, will be pasul lemachshava. If you would leave the blood, let's say, till tomorrow, is the Quran pasul? Of course. So he says that for a machshava to leave the blood till tomorrow will also be pasul. So you have two questions. First of all, your source is not a source. Because your source only teaches you chutz zmano. It doesn't teach you chutz l'mkomo. And anyway, that wasn't the source of Rabbi Yehuda in the first place. He learned from a sevara. His sevara was that whatever is pasul be'etzim, meaning if let's say the guy actually left the blood till the next day, korban is pasul. That's for sure. So a machshava to leave the blood also is going to be pasul. That was his logic. Not from lo yaniyah. That really is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda.
It's based on a sevara,
which is anything that you would actually do that would make the korban pasul regarding mekomo and zmano will be pasul b'machshava as well. And therefore, you don't need the pasuk of lo yaniyah to teach me this item over there. And therefore, just like if I would take the blood out of its place, it would be pasul the korban. Machshava to take the blood out of its place as well would be pasul. Just like if I had, in actuality, leave the blood past its time, it would be pasul. A machshava as well. So sevara, we're falling off the dirash. It's not a dirash, not a pasuk from lo yaniyah. Sevara ba'alma. Good. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues.
V'niflog namei Rabbi Yehuda b'chulhu.
Which means, you asked this question. Once already Rabbi Yehuda is coming along and saying that whatever is pasul be'etzim, the sevara, is pasul b'machshava, so Rabbi Yehuda should argue in all the cases of the Mishnah. For example, if you actually broke a bone of the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed. So a machshava to break a bone should posel the Korban. All the cases that we just said above. You're sprinkling it in the wrong, amenat that Timi'im should bring the Korban. If a tameh brings the korban, the chavra is pasul. Also, machshava al menat shetimeim yakrivu the korban should also be posel. Your rule is whatever is pasul be'etzim should be posel the machshava. So you should. Your question. So you should argue on all the cases of the Mishnah. So Gemara says,
behei niflug.
Which cases do you want the Yehuda to argue on?
Bishover atzamot haPesach veleechol memenuna.
Oh, you want to argue on those cases? Meaning when he broke a bone or when he's kavanah to eat it raw?
Zivha gufe mim mifsil.
The Qurban doesn't become pasul in that case. Which means, when if a person did this in actuality, where he broke a bone, he still used Qurban Pesach. He was over Nisur, don't break a bone. But it's as if he didn't bring Qurban Pesach. No. Or let's say he brought the Qurban Pesach and he ate it raw. He gets credit for bringing Qurban Pesach, so it's not posel. So that's why he doesn't argue in that case. Those cases do not posel the actual Qurban. He gets an isur, but the korban is yotzei dechovato. Okay, al menat yochlu temeim. Also, maybe that case you want him to argue that he slaughters it al menat that temeim should eat it, v'shiyakribuhu temeim, or that temeim should sacrifice it. Zivhagufim mimifsal. Same point. Lemaase, when a tameh brings the korban, it's isur, but the korban is counts. So therefore, he's not going to say that the machshava is going to be posel such a korban. Oh, shiyuchlu arelim. Maybe the kavana that non-circumcised people should eat it. V'shiyakribu arelim again. Zubhagu femim mefsil. The korban does not become basul in such a case either. So therefore, in all these cases over here, Rabbi Yehuda is not going to argue because he holds the korban itself doesn't become pasul. So therefore, the machshava is not going to be posel. He made the issue. He brought the korban pesah. Let's go back to the case. The guy brought the korban pesah with all the beautiful kavanot. He's sitting down, lila seder. He broke a bone. Is he yotzei korban pesah? Yes. Of course, he yotzei korban pesah. He made the issue. It's a much beautiful. He yotzei korban pesah. The etzmus doesn't negate the korban pesah. So therefore, he says, since it doesn't negate the korban, a machshava is not going to negate the korban, because all these things, even if you did them be'etzim, the guy ate the korban pesach raw. Okay, it was over in isur. But did he? Does he have to be pesach sheni? He just said korban pesach. He made it isur, but so therefore, the machshava avna is not going to be posel. And all these cases, arelim. He was very sur, but the korban is not pasul be'etzim. That's the basic principle of it.
So he's not yosef for eating that raw piece, is he? I
mean, no, so he's not yosef rabbi, but shayut korban pesach he brought korban pesach. He wasn't yosef eating.
So notar.
That's a notar.
Meaning notar is for sale.
Notar is for sale the korban.
Is for sale the korban?
Yes.
If the retroactive, meaning the guy had
right now the korban is pasul.
If there's any meat left over afterwards, the
whole korban is pasul. Whole korban is pasul. If you left the Qurban Pesach to the morning?
Retroactively.
No. Retroactively. Of course not. By Qurban, let's say. Well, you didn't bring it on the Mizbeah. Notar is a Qurban, you didn't bring it on the Mizbeah. Not Notar by Qurban Pesach.
Now that's over meat, but it's the last time?
No. Notar means, in this case over here, you're saying something different. In this case, talking about over here, you left the blood, you didn't sprinkle it. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to leave the blood till tomorrow. You didn't sprinkle it on the Mizbeah. If you would actually leave the blood till tomorrow, the Qur'an's pasul.
Okay, yeah.
Well, if you actually take the blood and bring it chutzle and komo, the Qur'an is pasul. You cannot put it on the mizbeah anymore. Oh, so that's pasul ba'etzer. In that case, we're going to say pasul. But in this case, it's not pasul.
But if a guy is covenant to eat the meat, chutzle's mano, right? Of course, that's what he called. That's pasul.
Sure, that's the hadush of Rabbi Yehuda, even when it's not for eating. Lehaniyah,
not
pigul. Right, lehaniyah. That's not. Can you say that pigul is only leechol chutzas mano? Okay, he says even lehaniyah chutzas mano.
Lehaniyah only if it's posel the korban. Only
since it would be posel be'etzim, and Achamim agreed to that. If you did it be'etzim, be posel. But a machshava like that's not going to be posel. Only be'achila. That's the shita. But this one, no. Who says that's be'achila? Sevarahu. If it's posel be'etzim, it's posel be'machshava. So you say, oh. These cases also, it's posel. No, it's not posel. He made it isur, but the korban itself does not become pasul. Then the Gemara gives one more answer to this question, then we'll take questions. Gemara says, Lishna harina, chol kemine. The second answer is, do we believe him? Which means, does he have a right when he's slaughtering the animal to be choshev, that Timi'im or Arelim are going to eat the Basar, or let's say Kohanim Timi'im are going to bring the Korban, which means he doesn't have a right to make such a machshava that somebody else is going to make an Isur. Okay. Hareni shochetet HaKorban al menad sheyakribu Arelim. I can make somebody else make an Isur of it? That machshava is not, that could have said, if it's Nogea to me, that's something like that's B'yadi, fine. But he doesn't have the ability to have a machshava that somebody else should make an isur. He's not going to listen to him.
But if he's an Ariel Kohen?
Yeah, unless he's an Ariel Kohen himself.
So he can bring it to begin with.
Unless he's he himself, maybe. Unless he himself. In any case, we, it's himself, it's biyado. But if it's not biyado, with Amenachi Aviu Arenim, with Timim, not Kokamine, to be posel, that somebody else is going to make an isur in his account, therefore the biyada is not going to argue in those cases. Now we go to the next case. La'arev damam bedam pesulim. Okay, let's say I had a kavana to mix the bloods. To mix the bloods with dam pesulim. So what's the logic in that? Which means if you mix blood l'chaura with dam pesulim, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say a machshava to mix bloods, dam kasher and dam pasul, why isn't that machshava posel? L'chaura, if you mix the blood with dam pasul, l'chaura the korban is pasul. So what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Why such a machshava is not going to be posel? That's the answer we said yesterday. Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda le'tameh damar en dam mevatel dam.
Because he holds that what? Min b'mino is not mevatel. So even if you have majority of dam pasul, it's not going to posel the dam kasher. So even if you have a little bit of dam kasher, it doesn't matter. So therefore the machshava, if be'etzem is not pasul. So therefore the machshava is not going to posel either. Okay, next case. Liten etanitanim lemala lemata lemata lemala. Oh, so what's the reason in that? L'chaura, if you put the blood in the wrong spot, l'chaura, the korban is pasul. So l'chaura, the machshava should be posel also according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the ta'ameh, the amas, shelo, limkomo, nameh, mekomo, karinan be. He says, as long as you put it on the mizbeah, even though you don't put it on the right part of the mizbeah, it's considered mekomo. Therefore, it's not posel. Even though you didn't put it in the exact spot that's supposed to be, it's not going to be pasul. Okay, so the Gemara then says, okay, wait. V'leflog b'nitanim b'fnim sh'netanam b'chutz, v'netanim b'chutz sh'netanam b'fnim. Let's say you shochet al menat to put the stuff on the mizbeah ha'chitzon that belongs on the mizbeah ha'pinimi, or vice versa, which means the law is, let's say, a hatat pinimit, where you're supposed to put the blood on the inner mizbeah, and you put it on the outer mizbeah, it's pasul. Ah, so if it's pasul, the machshava to do such a thing should be posel. So why didn't the Yehuda argue in that case? So the Gemara says a chidush. Skasavad Yehuda ba'inan makom shiyeh mishulash bedam bebasar ubeemurim. We saw the sevara earlier. For pigul to work, it's got to be dafka in a place where you're able to do three things. Number one, where you sprinkle blood, where you have achilat basar, and you have akhtarat emunim, which is in the azara, not inside. In the hechal, there's haktara. You bring korbanot in the mizbeah hapenimi. However, you don't eat meat in that place. Which means Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the only place where it's shayach to make pigul is in a place where three items, shilush applies. Haktara, achilat basar, and zrikat adam. In the hechal, there's no achilat basar. He learns it from pesukim. And therefore, the korban is not going to be pigul in such a case. To bring something outside with kavanah to bring it inside. There's no pigul on an inside situation. Why? Because since inside, you don't have the three items. You can't eat inside. There's no eating in the hechal. Therefore, pigul only applies in a place where three things, shilush, where three things apply.
And inside outside will work either?
Correct. Correct. Because you mechavin on a place that's not shayach to the three. But on a korban that's brought inside.
Right.
Since that place is not shayach, so therefore the people doesn't apply either. The Gemara says, "Umi itle Rabbi Yehuda hai sevara? Who told you he holds of the sevara of shilush, of mishulash?" Ve'ad tanya Rabbi Yehuda omer. It says in the pasuk davar ra. That's talking about a mum. It says, "Do not bring a korban to God, to Hashem Elohecha." It says, "Lo tizvach l'Hashem Elohecha shor v'ase asher yebo mum kol davar ra." Don't bring anything ra. So it says, "Riba kan hatat sheshehata b'darom." It's coming to include, let's say you slaughtered the korban hatat in the south. You're supposed to slaughter the korban hatat in the north. The hatat shenichnas dama lifnim. Or let's say you brought a hatat that the blood, let's say you slaughtered it amenat to put the blood in the hechal. You're not allowed to do that. So it says pesula. Okay, so what did Rabbi Yehuda just say over here? Mi eat le Rabbi Yehuda hay sevara? Does Rabbi Yehuda say that chutz l'mkomo apply, only applies in a place of where she acts the three things? Why, what's the question? V'had tanya Rabbi Yehuda omer davar la. You're not allowed to bring a korban that's ra. What's ra? Riba kan hatat sheshechata b'darom. So you slaughtered in the wrong spot. V'chatat shenichnas dama lifnim. What's that mean? A hatat that you slaughtered it al menat to bring the blood in the hechal. Okay, so you're not allowed to do that. And if you did it, pesula. So what do you see here? Harish Rabbi Yehuda posel mishum machshevet chutz l'mkomo. Ah, even though it's not three. Meaning if the guy had kavana to sprinkle it inside, so it becomes pasul. What do you mean pasul? It's kavana to a place that doesn't have the three items. There's no eating inside the echal. Ah, so it's a question. So the Gemara goes the other way. V'let le Rabbi Yehuda shlishi. Now go the other way. What do you mean? Well, I'll show you all of the shilishi sevara. Detnan v'atenan we let the Mishnah Amar Rabbi Yehuda hichnis b'shogeg kasher. If let's say the guy brought by mistake dam that belongs outside, he brought it inside, so b'shogeg kasher. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Habim mizid pasul. That if he brought, let's say, blood that belongs outside on purpose, he brought it inside to combine it to be pasul. And what's the case talking about? Vekay malan. The Gemara learns b'shekipir. That's talking about where he put the blood of the chatat and the mizbeach penimi, not just bringing it in. Which means if he just brought it in, it's not going to be pasul. He has to actually put it on the mizbeach. Which means the korban doesn't become pasul if you just brought it in. It only becomes pasul if you actually put it on the mizbeach in the wrong spot. Also, what do you see over here? That just bringing it into the wrong spot is not posel. Why? Because it's not a place of shilush. Otam, the hekal, there's no eating, correct? That's the key item, there's no eating. And what does the biyuda say? If you went and you put, by mistake, the stuff that belongs outside, you put it inside Bishogeg, the korban is kasher. If you put it on purpose, the korban is pasul. But that's got putting it on the mizbeach. But just bringing it in is not posel the korban. Why is it not posel the korban? Because bringing it into a place that's not supposed to be, meaning where it doesn't have shilush, where it doesn't have the three items, where inside you don't have... Inside, you have putting on the mizbeach. You have sprinkling of the blood inside, but you don't have eating basad inside. So therefore, only if you put it on the mizbeach inside, it's going to be pasul. But just bringing it inside is not posel, and therefore machshava also is not going to be posel. So make up your mind: does the Bibuda hold of the sevara of that pigul is only on a shalish place or not? So the Gemara says, hashta. Gemara explains, uma hatam aile aila. Which means, over there, when you brought the blood in, speaking out before you get to the Gemara, let's say you brought the blood in, is it pasul according to the Biyuda? No. Because you can't imagine, it's not going to be possible. Right? So the Gemara says, Uma'atam aile aile, ikiper ini lo kiper lo, hachad hashim hashum lo koshiken. Which means, only if you put it on the mizbeach, it's pasul. But just bringing it in, is not posel. So a machshava certainly is not going to be posel. So you see, the Biyuda must hold what machshava to bring it inside is not posel. So Gemara says, so make up your mind, does the Biyuda hold of the sevara or not? Tere Tanae Alibad Biyuda. There's two Tanaim according to the Biyuda. One Tana heard the Biyuda say there is a sevara of Shilush, and one Tana heard the Biyuda doesn't say. There's two rabbis that heard the Biyuda say two different things, and therefore one Shita has, he does hold of it, one Shita does, he doesn't hold of it. So comes around and says now a new point. So what do we say? Let's go slow. We just said according to the Biyuda, I have a hatat. The hatat has to be slaughtered way in the north. You slaughtered in the south. So what did he say? Hayab Malkut. That's the Biyuda Shita. We just saw it in the Braita. So the Gemara said, Vesabar Biyuda, hatat sheshechata bedarom ye hayab. Is that so? If you slaughtered the hatat in the wrong spot, you're going to be hayab. Hatanya, the Biyuda Amir, yachol hatat sheshechata bedarom ye hayab. Tamud lomar al davar ra ata mechayibo v'ata mechayibo al hatat shahato bedarom. Right, which means only on a mamash ra, which is a blemish, then already you chayav. If you slaughtered a korban that has a blemish, but this is not davar ra. You went from the north to the south. That's like a sin of davar ra. So the Biyuda, how are you telling me that if you slaughtered in the south, the chayav malkud? We see the ferush of the Biyuda is only a major situation. Now she says, "Davara top line mum begalui, a blatant mum. She migune kari davara good." Gemara says, "Three tanaim alibad Rabbi Yehuda." Also, two tanaim according to Rabbi Yehuda. One tana heard Rabbi Yehuda say, "If you slaughter the north item in the south, it's pasul and malkut." And someone heard, "No." So it's not looking in Rabbi Yehuda. Does he hold on that case or not? Okay, comes the Gemara and says, "What do we say?" Quote Rabbi Yehuda, guy has a kavanah to slaughter the amanat lehaniyah, to leave the blood till tomorrow. What's the din of quote Rabbi Yehuda? Pasul. Correct? Or let's say, amanat to bring the blood outside of its place. What's the mekomo? He also said it's going to be pasul. Okay? So Quote Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar bi Abba, umoder bi Yehuda, shechozer vekob'o lefigud. Okay, what does this mean over here? That if let's say a guy slaughtered the animal, al benat le'aniyah eddamo, to tomorrow. Or let's say to put it outside. Chutzam komo. Shechozer v'kub'o l'pigul. Which means, im be'achat mish'ar avodat ha'korban, fishev machshevet pigul. Let's say the guy had an actual pigul machshava. He did shechita, right? Al benat to leave it till tomorrow. Now he made kabbalat adam. At the time of kabbalat adam, he had an actual pigul machshava. Meaning to sprinkle it chutz zmano. So he says, "Kigon shekibel et adam amarav deyachol bebesara chutz zmano, velebesof nezrak adam, ve'en omrim shekivan nefsal meshata shreita idem machshiv denuach lo kara v'matid kemitzvato ve'lo nikba lekaret shel pigul."
Which means, normally we say that once something else has posaled the animal, pigul doesn't hit. Pigul's got to be the only item. So over here, technically, you should say, once the guy had a machshava lehaniyah, kot Rabbi Yehuda is pasul, right? So the chaura, if he has a mamash pigul item, pigul should not hit, because it was pasul already from the machshava. Kama shmala Rabbi Yehuda says a chadush over here. That it's not pasul enough to stop pigul from hitting. That if the guy has a mamash pigul machshava at the time of the Kabbalah, it'll be pigul. Because when it said pasul, it wasn't pigul. That's your point.
Right.
Which means originally when it said pasul, chubas pasul. But it's not pigul. But even though once you have a psul, that's it, it's not pigul anymore. So he says over, shechozer vekohon pigul. It'll make it pigul again. Okay? That's chadush. What's the logic? So he says over here, the logic is like this. He says, "Shelak im kadma machshevet pisul lemachshevet pigul lo hala pigul etchayim alav karet." V'rashi pirech et atam shel Rabbi Yehuda shemachshevet pisul abat ela monav ta pigul melachol lefi shelo chad karet shel pigul ela imken karmo matire kol makedinam. Okay, lefi ze chidush shel Rabbi Abba sheshonot machshevet inuay. Normally, we said there's a psul already, pigul doesn't hit, but a machshava of hinuach is not going to stop the pigul from hitting. That's the chidush of Rabbi Abba. Amar Rava, Rava says, "Teda, I'll prove it to you." What's the proof? The pigul lifne zirika lo klum hu, va'at zirika the kavya la pigul. Okay, what is that saying over there? Let's say a machshava pigul before the zirika. Let's say a guy slaughtered the animal al menat lizrok et adam machar. That's a regular pigul case. Now, but you got to sprinkle the blood. Which is, you got to finish, like you said, you got to finish the process. She was, I got a kavana, aneni shoret et korban al menat zrok et adam lemachar. But he's got to sprinkle it today. And then we say, since this kavana was the mahar, this blood, this animal becomes pigul. Okay? Which means pigul only applies until you do all the processes. Which means the only, right, everything's got to be good besides the machshava. You got to go through the whole stage over there. So the Gemara says, "Amar Bateda, the pigul lifne zirika lo klumu." Until you make the zirika, the pigul does not hit over there. Correct? Because you have to make zirika. No, no, no. The pigul doesn't hit until you actually do the zirika. Then there's no pigul. There's no pigul.
So if the guy did by mistake, just don't continue the process.
Right?
Not to be carried.
Right? Well, don't eat it. Finish the process, just don't eat it. Finish the process, don't eat it. Pigul's on the eating.
No.
Do the zirika, finish the korban, but just don't eat from it.
No.
The sur of pigul is lo yachel. Don't eat from the, don't eat from a korban that you had a machshevet pigul.
Do the zirika. Is that a isur for the kohen to think it?
No. The sur of karet is on the, not on the machshava. The sur is on the eating.
He's sprinkling on time.
He's everything was done correctly. He did the whole korban correctly, and then what happened after? He told, "Oh, I had a pigul machshava."
I
don't know if it's mechaper, but it's not going to be isur. Only the eating of it, not the sprinkling. So it says, "Va'atya zirika ve'kavya la pigul." Now what? Zirikat adam makes the pigul. Okay. Which means, here's the key. He says, "Afa pi shekeban nifsal metechilam mahmat mechshevet hinuach lefi Rabbi Yehuda." Which means like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, mechshevet hinuach is pasul. Okay? So when the guy's slaughtering the animal, al menat lezrok et zele mahar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's pasul already. It's like hinuach. That's already lehaniach. And then what? Then already he sprinkles the blood. The pigul only comes later. And everybody agrees you have pigul on that. So therefore, the you see that the machshavah lehaniyach won't stop pigul from hitting. It's a beautiful proof. Od pa'am. We're bringing a proof for the biudah's logic, that, for the bi'aba, that a machshavah tinuach is not going to stop pigul from coming. Why? He just goes, how does every pigul work according to the biudah? The guy slaughters the animal, what's his machshavah? I'm not to sprinkle tomorrow. That's lehaniyach. But is there pigul at this point? Pigul doesn't hit until the actual zirika. At the time of the zirika, already you had machshavah tinuach that proceeded, and still we say there's a pigul that hits in. So there must be that the machshavah lehaniyah doesn't stop the pigul from hitting in at a later time.
Can you say that there was no machshavah?
No, because speaking it later doesn't make pigul. You have to have a machshavah. Right, okay. So the Gemara says vidohi. The Gemara says it's not so for a different reason. The Gemara says hadam hu hadam machshavahi hacha. Which means over there in Rava's case, there's one machshava that he had the shem pigul to sprinkle the blood chutzes mano, and he didn't change his machshava, which means it's all one kavana. He slaughtered it amenat to sprinkle the blood chutzes mano. So even though that doesn't hit until later, but it's all one machshava to sprinkle. Mashenk in this case is two machshavot. This case is amenat lehaniyach. And then al-minat bezrok, two different cases. Which means, don't tell me that that case over there is la'aniyah. The case over there, the Rabbas, which we agree, is like a guy shochet al-minat bezrok et adam chutzes mano. And then he actually sprinkles it today. That's pigul. Because it's all one, it's the same machshava. Lezrok al-minat lemahar bezarak. Bezarak ayom. Mashi'ikin, in the case we're trying to prove is, it's no, his first kavanah was lehaniyah, and then later on he did lizrok. So different kavanot. Which means, just because you told me that there's going to be pigul in the first case, who told you there's going to be pigul in the second case? But there's two machshavot.
When did he have the
Kabbalat Adam, for example. He slaughtered the amah amanat lehaniyah, and then when he made Kabbalat Adam, amanat lizrok et damu machar. So that case is two machshavot. Could be pigul doesn't hit. Mashiach, when a guy has one long kavanah, I'm not the zrok lemahar, even though it doesn't hit till the zirikah, it's all one machshava. So
there's never a case of pigul after
zirikah. There's never a case of pigul after zirikat adam. Right, once you do zirikat adam, it's over. It's got to be in one of the four services. So Katsu Gimanan says, etiver. Let's just finish it over here. Etiver avuna rabbi abba. It's a braita. He has a question. What does it say? Liten et tanim lemala lemata. Lemata lemala. You did it in order to sprinkle the stuff that's supposed to be go above the line, below the line. Below the line, above the line. What's the din over here? Le'altar kashir. If your kavanah was to sprinkle the blood. Which means today, so it's kashir. Right. Because according to Biyuda, sprinkling it in the wrong spot is not a problem. So long as your kavanah was to sprinkle it today, even though it was in the wrong spot, it's not going to possess the Qurban. However, Hazar v'chishev chutzim komo, but let's say, after in the second service, you had Kavanah chutzim komo. The first case, during Shechita, it's amenat to sprinkle in the wrong spot. Then what? And the Kabbalat Adam, your Kavanah was what? To sprinkle it chutzim komo. So then the deen is, pasul ve'en bo karet. Okay, because chutzim komo, there's no karet, it's just pasul. Chutz lezmano, but let's say I had a chutz lezmano at the time, pigul v'hayavim alav karet. Then the pigul is going to hit, and you're going to be hayav karet. Why? Because since the animal was still kasher, till now the animal was still kasher, so the pigul can hit. However, lemahar, let's say the guy's kavanah was to do the sprinkling tomorrow, which means to sprinkle it in the wrong place tomorrow. He did the shechita al-minat to sprinkle the blood in the wrong place tomorrow. So then the Qurban is pasul. Because that's the machshevet hinuach that you're doing it for tomorrow. Hazar v'chishev ben chutz zmano ben chutz komo pasul ve'en bo karet. And here it says what? There's no karet after. Tiyufta, Rabbi Abba, tiyufta. Let's review the case. I'll say it outside. Guy slaughtered the animal. Aminat to sprinkle the blood in the wrong place today. Is the animal kasher or not?
Kasher.
Yes, it's kasher. Because according to the Biudai, if you sprinkle in the wrong place, the animal is kasher. Okay, so therefore, if let's say, Shechita, aminat to zrok in the wrong place, Kabbalat Adam al menat lizrok lemahar. That'll make pigul. Because since the animal is kasher at this point, so pigul hits. Good. Next case. Al menat lizrok on the mizbeach in the wrong spot tomorrow. So what does it say? It's pasul. It says the korban is pasul in such a case. Okay? And then what does it say? In the Kabbalat Adam, I did machshevet pigul.
No,
it's not pigul. It's on the mizbeach. I'm putting it on the mizbeach. I'm putting it on the mizbeach.
The blood.
I'm thinking that I sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach.
The wrong spot.
In the wrong spot.
Tomorrow.
Exactly, which means what makes pigul pigul? Pigul is that you're sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, that if you would do it in the right time, the meat would be good. But you're just doing it in the wrong time. Mashiach, in this case over here, even if you would sprinkle it in the right time, meaning sprinkling it in the wrong place is not matir the basar. So therefore there's no pigul. Otpam, sprinkling in the wrong place is not matir the basar. So therefore there's no pigul in such a case. Otpam, when do we say, it's tricky, when do we say pigul? When I sprinkle on the mizbeah in the right place, that if I would do it today, with right coming after the basar become mutar, so therefore if I have coming after tomorrow, so that's pigul. But then pigul hits. But mashenken, in a case where the basar would not become mutar with what I'm doing, so therefore when I do it, chutz mano doesn't make it pigul either. It just becomes pasul. So od pam, when I sprinkle the blood, I make shechita al menat lizrok et adam shelo bimkomo lemahar. So in pigul, because even if I would sprinkle it in the wrong place today, it would not matir the basar.
So why in the first case?
Basar, the korban is kasher, but maybe it's not matir the basar.
So why in the first case is pigul? Is the rabbi saying that pigul?
No, pigul. I'm going to read it in the lashon. He says like this. והטעם לפי שזריקה שלא במקום הנכון המזבח אינה מטל את הבשר באכילה, which is even though the korban is kasher, it's kasher the korban, we just going to be there, we can't eat meat. So he says like this, ומחשבה חוץ לזמנו על זריקה שאפילו בזמנה אינה מטילה את הבשר באכילה אינה מפגלת. That's a rule. So עוד פעם, is it pigul in this case according to the Biyuda? No. Why is it not pigul? Because even if you do it bizman, it wouldn't make pigul. Even if, let's say, I would sprinkle on the... Not pigul. Say it simple. Pigul only applies that I did a service that could matir the basar. If I would sprinkle in the right place, at the right time, the basar would be mutar. So a kabbalah to sprinkle in the right place tomorrow makes pigul. Mashenken, if I was sprinkled in the wrong place today, since the basar doesn't become mutar, to have a kavanah to sprinkle tomorrow in the wrong place does not make pigul.
Because even though you're sprinkling in the wrong place,
I can't eat the basar.
The korban is kasher.
Exactly.
The basar, so there's another
eating
the basar.
Exactly. Kapara I got, but you can't eat the basar. So therefore, so now let's get to the question. That's the key. So now, let's get the question. So according to the Biyuda, that case is pasul. Okay? And then what does it say? Then during the Kabbalah Tadam, I had Kavanah chutz lezmano. So the Gemara says, it's not karet. That means pigul does not hit. Oh, so you see what? That with a Kavanah of lehaniyah first, followed by a pigul doesn't hit. She's putting it on the wrong place in the mizbeah. It's like lehaniyah, but you're not putting it on the mizbeah. So therefore, that's a question according to Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba said lehaniyah followed by a pigul hits. Here you see a lehaniyah followed by a pigul. It's not karet. Tiyuftad Rabbi Abba. Tiyuftad. That's a question against Rabbi Abba.
Ka'amar Rabbi Nabar Sila. Fishar sheyuklu timim lemachar hayav.
Okay, what's the case? At the time of the Shechita, he had Kavanah that Temi'im are going to eat it tomorrow. So the guy that eats it is Chayav Karet. That's Pigul. Why do you say that? He says, Shekevan she'achila Temi'im afilu bezman hu achila she'ena le'uya. If the Temi'im would eat it today, it's Asur. הריו כי חושב מחשבת פיסול מלבד מחשבת הפיגול מחשבת פיסול זו תוציא מידי מחשבת פיגול. What the guy do over here? אמר רב חסדא, אמר רב בינה בר סילא. חישב שיוכלו טמאים למחר.
Two things together.
למחר is a problem. But he did טמאים למחר. He did two things over here. טמאים למחר, that's חייב פיגול. Why? We don't say that since טמאים... ואין אומרים שכיוון שאכילת טמאים אפילו בזמנה היא אכילה שאינה ראויה, and therefore once already it's an אכילה שאינה ראויה, the פיגול does not hit. הרי הוא כחושב מחשב פסול מבן מחשב את הפיגול, we know once it's a פסול, the פיגול doesn't hit. מחשב פסול זה רוצים מחשב את הפיגול, no.
Because it's kasher without
the machar. Bottom line, the kasher.
Without the machar aspect.
Correct. Without the machar aspect, when he brings the animal al menat that טמאים should eat it, the korban is kasher. So therefore, since the animal is still kasher, the mahar is going to make a pigul. Amar va teda, same thing. The basal if nezirika lochazi, v'chi mechashev be mifsal. So the Gemara brings the same raya. That what are we trying to bring a raya? That any machshava on an achila that's not reuya does not take it away from pigul. The basar if nezirika lochazi, you're not allowed to eat the basar before zirika. Correct? It's not oil achila. The zirikah is matirin. V'chim mechashim b'mefsil. Which means, and if you have a kavanah of pigul at the time when the meat is not edible, you still see pigul applies. Which means, at the time when I'm making machshavat pigul, is the meat edible? No. Because I'm making the machshava before zirikat adam. Before zirikat adam, it's not edible. And still we say the pigul works. So therefore, similarly, I'm going to say what? In this case over here, even though I'm making my machshevet pigul at a time where the meat is not edible, because I'm having a machshava of teme'im to eat it. What's his ra'ya? Say the ra'ya again. Amar Rava Teda. The basar lifne zirika lohazi. That we agree. Basar before zirika is not ra'u l'akhila. The zirika is matir the basar fa'akhila. Before that it's asu to eat it. V'chim mechashev behem mefsil. And what does that mean? When you have the machshava to eat it, chutz zman no, it's pasul.
Even though something is inedible.
Hare she'afilu machshava al achila she'ena re'uya mefagelet. Aha. Which means, at pigul of a pigul at a time where the animal, it's not ra'ui to eat, hits. So therefore, similarly over here, where I said it on the kavanah for teme'im. So that's not re'uya, it's achila she'ena re'uya. And then I have Kavanah for Pigul. So Pigul will hit on Akhila, that's not the Uyah. So the Gemara says, Velohi. Hatam zarik u'mechazeh. Hacha lo mechazeh klal. Over there, Pigul hits because he's going to sprinkle the blood and he's going to make the meat ra'uy la'akhila, which means over there the meat will become ra'uy la'akhila. After you sprinkle the blood, the meat becomes ra'uy. Here by Timi'im, the meat is never ra'uy. Which means you have no ra'ya. Which I can tell you, at the time that I had pigul, it wasn't ra'ui to eat. Because eventually it will become ra'ui to eat. After I sprinkle the blood, the meat becomes ra'ui. That's why I say that it's considered pigul. Masheken al menat fitimi'im to eat it, it's never ra'ui. So you have no ra'ya, the pigul will hit after. Otam. The Gemara wants to say, how do I know that if I have a kavanah al menat timi'im lemahar? The Gemara said that's pigul. I'll bring you ra'ya. That if I have a kavanah today, I'm not. I'm shochet. I'm not. Lizrok lemahar. I say what? It's pigul. Even though at the time that I'm making the shechita, it's not ra'uy l'achila. The Aram doesn't become ra'uy l'achila until zirika. So I see that pigul hits even though it wasn't ra'uy l'achila. Similarly, the timiim is not ra'uy l'achila. Pigul is there. So the Gemara says no, but in the case of the zirika, eventually it will become ra'uy l'achila. That's what pigul is. Mashikim timi'im, it's never ra'u l'achila. So we have no ra'ya. Last case. Amar Reb Chasda Margela Bepumed Reb Dimi Bar Chinina used to say, Besar Pesach Shelo Hutzla. What's that? Korban Pesach you didn't roast. Velachme Toda Shelo Hurmu. And the bread of the Korban Toda that you didn't what? Was it Shelo Hurmu? You didn't take Terumah. Hayavim Alehem Mishum Tum'a. If a Tameh ate these items, a Hayav Mishum Achilat Kadashim Betum'at Aguf. Wow. Which means even though is afa pishe basar korban shelon nitan le tehorim, which is this korban tehorim cannot eat it. En chayivim alav mishum tumat aguf. We have a rule over here. Any korban that tehorim cannot eat it, if a tameh eats it, is not going to be hayav. However, kan kevan chenizrak dam pesa, since they sprinkled the blood of the pesa or the toda, ve'en basar olam teonim od avoda. You don't have to do anything else to the meat. נחשבים ניתרים לתהורים אף שבשר הפסע עדיין מחוסל סליה ולחמי התודה מחוסלים הפרשת תורמה. Wow, שזה חדוש. Which is normally if a tame eats a type of meat that a tahor cannot eat, so he's not חייב. Over here, can a tahor eat raw korban pesach? No. Can a tahor eat korban לחמי תודה שלא נטלו תרומה? No. But he said it doesn't matter. That since all it's missing is a tziliya, you can fix it. All it's missing is a teruma. If a tameh would eat these items in the state that they are, he's going to be hayav. That's his chadush. Amar, abateda, I'll prove it to you. The Tanya, what says in the pasuk? It says, asher lahashem. It says, v'anefesh asher tochal basar, bezevach asher lamim asher lahashem. He is eating korbanot and he has tum'a v'nechreta. So it says, what is Asher Lashem teach me? Lerabot imure kadashim kalim letum'ah. That even the korban shilamim, let's say, kadashim kalim, that if a person eats them betum'ah, he's going to be hayav. Alma, afagav delav bene achila ninu. Even though they're not ra'ui to be eaten by a tahor, hayavim alem mishum tum'ah. Ha'achiname afapid delav bene achila ninu, hayavim alem mishum tum'ah. Well, what's the case of imure kadashim? What's that case? Right, those items go on the Mizbeah. So you see, even though they're not ra'ul achilat adam, if a tameh would eat it, he's hayav. Similarly, these items over here, even though they're not ra'ul tehorim, if a tameh eats, it's going to be hayav. Kiras velahi, hatem emure kadashim kalim hazu de gavoa, la puke besar pesa shlo utzlav elahmet udas shlo urmu de lo hazu lo de gavoa lo de jod. At least over there, it belongs to somebody, it belongs to God. So since it goes on the mizbeach, if a tameh eats, it'll be hayav. My shaken a raw korban is not ra'ul, not for hidyot and not for God. Therefore, could be it's worse. Odd pa'am. Bishlama, a case of a shilani, because on the Mizbayah, it's not ra'u l'achilat adam. But it's ra'u l'achilat gavawa. So therefore, if a tameh eats, it'll be hayav. Because it's ra'u for somebody's achila. By shaking a raw korban, it's not ra'u not for achilat tejot, and not for achilat gavawa. Therefore, that's why maybe it's a tameh that eats, it's not going to be hayav. You have no ra'ya.
Gemara says,
ha emurim lo hazu. Which means, what do you see from over here? It's another version of the same thing. Enam reuim laachilat adam machmat ta'isush alehem. Of course, with the bright of the bech chayim alim mishum tumat aguf. Exactly, which means, even though these items over here are not ra'ui laachilat adam, they're only ra'ui for achilat mizbeah, and still we said, what if a tameh eats it? He's hayav. So what do you see from over here? Same point, that a tameh that eats something that's ra'ui for the mizbeah will be chayav. Similarly, if he eats this item raw, korban pesach, will be chayav. Vedohi, hana chazu limiltayu v'ani lo chazu klal. Which means, at least the korban shelamim, it's ra'ui for what it's ra'ui for. It's ra'ui for the mizbeah. And therefore, if a tameh eats it, it'll be chayav, because it's ra'ui for something. Mashiach a raw korban pesach not ra'ui for anything. It's not ra'ui not for the mizbeach and not for hidyot. So you have no ra'ya. So basically, what the rabbi said was, if a guy eats korban pesach raw, a tameh, he's going to be hayav. That's a chidush. Because if a tahor eats korban pesach raw, now you say anything. And normally, it's got to be ra'ui le tehorim for a tameh to be hayav. This is not ra'ui le tehorim. You're hayav. So the Gemara says, bring your proof to this. I'll bring your proof to this. The Gemara says, let's say you have a korban shilim that belongs on the mizbeach. So it says, if a tameh ate the item that belongs on the mizbeach, he's hayav.
even though it's not ra'uy la'adam. So you see, something that's not ra'uy la'adam, the tahor, still you hayav if you're a tameh. So the Gemara said, no, but at least that's hayav on the mizbeach. At least it's ra'uy for something. Mashi'ekin, the korban pesah, that's ra'uy, is not ra'uy for anything. Not adam and not mizbeach. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say, you have no ra'ayat to tell me a tameh that eats something that's not ra'uy for an adam is going to be hayav. Adran ala kol ha'pesudim.